another type of instructions or guidance in the New Testament. Love one another, so on and so on. And today we come to the one which is be at peace with one another. And when you look out from the church into the community, the church is now an unfamiliar place to folks, particularly in the younger generations. It's a taste that isn't familiar. Well, my party didn't go perfectly, did it, with certain of the tastes, and I must apologise to Liz on Zoe's behalf that she didn't like certain of the tastes. I hadn't anticipated that. I'll turn my phone off. And the taste of the church is a taste that we, as people who belong to the church, give out to our community. And in the verse that we'll be looking at today in Mark 50 and then in Romans, what Jesus puts together is a kind of juxtaposition of be at peace with one another as an instruction to the church and be salt to the outside community. Give a taste that refreshes, enlivens food that we eat, gives a sense to the wider community that there's something good and tasty here to enjoy. We're going to try and explore that theme. Zoe's experience puts me in mind of a time when my dad was preparing Sunday lunch. This was a good many years ago when I was a teenager. And he was, like many of us guys, not very good at multiplexing, doing two things at the same time. And we just come back, I remember, from church, and Mum was talking to him, and he was got the saucepans on the go. And suddenly he reached out, and he put washing up liquid in the sprouts when he meant to put salt in. And the two containers in those days, you know, looked rather alike. Well, peace did not break out in the kitchen at that moment. But in all that we do in the church here, we are seeking to explore what it means to be a relevant Christ-like church, to give a taste of the Lord Jesus to the community in our lives, in the way we live them, in what we do, in what we say, to give a taste of Jesus who says, come to me, you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. So how may we be shaped into something that is the person that Jesus wants us to be? How may we be shaped into that shape, which will have certain things in common, taste, savour, and many things that are different because we are all different as individuals. These are the one another instructions that we're exploring. Today, a Christ-like church is at peace with one another. Well, I think that is probably, in terms of objective, in terms of aspiration, undeniable. In practice, it is not always the case. And as I've been in leadership in this church now for many years, I've come to realize how very difficult it is to keep peace amongst us all, because we're all different in terms of personality, in terms of how we relate to one another, how we see the outworking of our Christian faith, how we see our faith being grown together as God's people. It's not easy to keep the peace. And it made me think that that is why perhaps Jesus put those two things together, being at peace and being salt. to the community, being a taste that is not immediately recognizable to the outside world. Come and see that there is a good thing here, but people may or may not immediately react to it in a way that is favorable, that says, yes, I like this taste. I want to share with you a couple of conversations that I've had this week, which touch on this kind of subject. But the first one, perhaps, I want to share with you is that when I was coming back on the train on Thursday night, from London, I was sitting next to a guy, one guy who was a dentist that was coming up from Liverpool to London, coming up from London to Liverpool to give a talk on dentistry, and the other guy was coming back to Liverpool. He was a businessman. He'd made his millions, and he was telling me this, in taxes. And I said to him, oh, well, you'll be interested to know, because, I know what it was. The dentist was coming up to give a talk. That's right. And I'd opened up my laptop and said, I'm just beginning to prepare a talk that I've got to give at a church on Sunday. Oh, what's that about? Oh, well, it's about loving one another and sharing peace. Oh, yeah, okay. And the conversation developed, and I said to the guy who was across from me, who said he was a Christian but didn't go to church, he believed in him up there, but don't believe in the Holy Spirit and that. And I said, well, oh, do you know, Jesus called people who'd made it big in taxes. Did you know that? And he thought for a minute, and then he got to what I was saying, because Jesus made it big with people in taxes, such as tax collectors. So Matthew was a tax collector. Zacchaeus was a tax collector. But what I was trying to lead him on to seeing was that Jesus was calling him also in the conversation. Developed. He lives in Nocturum. So I said, well, why don't you? He said, I don't go to church. I can't see the point, really, but I'm a Christian. I said, well, why don't you try going to a church that will be good? I know it will be good, close to where you live. I said, go to St. Mary's in Upton, because he had a background in Church of England. And I explained, too, that we were here in West Kirby, and I explained just where we were. And said, you're very welcome to come, 10:30 on a Sunday morning. Well, who knows? But I hope at least he will have seen from our short conversation a taste of Jesus when I offered him certain of the words that Jesus had spoken. And there was briefly, slightly humorously, a short conversation that I hope in just the everyday humdrum of life would draw somebody a bit closer towards the Lord Jesus. And probably we all have those kind of conversations fairly regularly. If we go to the next slide. I'm quoting here Mark 9, verse 50, speaking of salt and speaking of peace with one another, so you can see the juxtaposition. And you can see the verse expressed in the Message version as well. Everyone's going through a refining fire sooner or later, but you'll be well preserved. Be preservatives yourselves. Preserve the peace. Share peace with one another. Share the outworking of the taste of what it means to be a Christian to the community, to our community, wherever that community is for you. The second conversation I had was actually in the staff restaurant where I'm... Oh, sorry, not the staff restaurant, but the hotel restaurant where I'm staying at the moment, working away from home. And I was sitting down with this guy who was just as one chats over dinner. He was saying, well, where do you come from? What's your background? So I explained I came from Birmingham. And he was asking me about, he knew a little bit about it, he was asking me which school I'd gone to. And so, and I explained to him that I had grown up through a Catholic grammar school because my mum was a Catholic. And I went on to explain then that that was part of my rooting in life from which Christian faith developed. But at my school, they called me a Bolshevik before I understood what the word meant, because in my teens, and I've shared this with you before, I had the experience of going to a gospel hall and discovering how people were living out their faith as my contemporaries. And so from my Catholic teacher's point of view, that may be somebody who asked interestingly different questions and was trying to explore what faith meant as a teenager, moving between Catholic and Protestant traditions. Anyway, the point of the story was, this guy said, and I had no idea where the conversation was going at this point, he said, oh yeah, he said, when I was a teenager, so on Halloween night, I camped in a cemetery, because I did that because I wanted to actually demonstrate in my own life that I didn't believe at all in spiritual things. Oh yeah, I said, no idea where the conversation's going from here. But he said, in more recent years, I've come to believe in Jesus. And in a most unexpected way, we shared our faith. And I actually feel somewhat vulnerable from that, because I have to go back and work with him this coming week and in coming weeks. And he's sitting across on the other side of the table from me, actually trying to achieve a certain set of objectives for the business that we're working with at the moment that I might not always be at one with, because I'm trying to deliver the requirements of a new information system for the business, and he's trying to push through various business objectives. So we've got to explore how the outworking of our faith is going to work when we actually have different objectives to achieve. But again, the point that I'm seeking to make here is that in our everyday lives, with ourselves within the church and ourselves going out into the community, in wherever our community life is, we're giving the taste to one another of what it means to be a Christian, of sharing peace together with ourselves and sharing the unfamiliar taste of Christian life to the wider community. So if we go to the next slide. So this is us here in West Kirby. Well, what does a Christ-like church look like? It looks like us. We are it. And what God is calling us to do is to live it out. We've spoken of forgiving one another, of encouraging one another, last week of teaching and admonishing one another. All of these one another instructions are what it's about in living out our Christian life. We here are open for business to the community in living out our Christian lives. And all of these small conversations we have, all of the ways that we live life, are to express what it means to live out the peace of Christ with each other and with our community. And we believe that we are to be at the heart of the community. This is our church vision. This is part of why, essentially why, the church has been modernized, not to make it just a better building, but to actually demonstrate that we are open at the heart of the community and that we want to draw people in and we want to be moving out. We want to be contemporary and relevant. We want to express in our generation that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. This is our purpose. So if we come to the next slide, this is exactly what our vision says, that the vision of West Kirby United Reformed Church is to grow a relevant Christ-like church that serves our community. And you see in the pictorial of the logo of the vision, you see the cross is central. You see the bridge, because we're located by the bridge. You see the strapline that we're seeking to connect your community to Christ. And this is very deliberately stated thus, because every one of us, in the communities that we move out into, we are seeking to connect that community to Christ, and in so doing to serve our community. And please God, to draw people into the kingdom of the risen Christ. So if we go to the next slide, in terms of living out life in peace with each other, we're seeking to be kind, to be tender-hearted and forgiving to one another. We're seeking to be of the same mind with one another. We're seeking to work that through because it doesn't naturally come. Because we're different as individuals and personality, we have different experiences of Christian faith, but we're seeking to be of one mind as the body of Christ here, accepting one another, not complaining against one another, being at peace with one another as the Holy Spirit gives that peace, which is not the peace that the world gives, you remember Jesus said. It is distinctively otherworldly. It is the peace of Christ that comes only in the body of Christ, comes nowhere else. It is not to be found anywhere else. It is to be found in the community of God's people. My peace I give to you, says Jesus, not as the world gives peace. This is the peace that comes from the Holy Spirit. It is dynamic, it is active, it has to be worked through. And let me bring you back to that juxtaposition of salt and peace. We are to give flavor and taste to an unbelieving world. So it won't always be well received. Some people will just reject it. But at all times and in all places, we are to give taste to the community. And if we finally then come to the reading that we had today on the next slide, this is from Romans 12. You'll see I've broken this down into two parts, because it talks about love being sincere, starting in the first paragraph, hating what is evil, clinging to what is good. This speaks of the people of God living a new life together. And the second paragraph calls us to deal with the community that is outside of the church, to bless those who persecute us, bless and not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. That is to say, to seek to get alongside people and share with them. Live in harmony. Do not be proud. Be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay evil for evil. All of these things do not come naturally. They have to be worked at and developed. But as we do these things, we will speak and live the peace of God into our community. And that is the purpose for which we are called to be the people of God in this place, to know him, love him, and serve him, to be blessed in our Christian faith together, and to share with those outside the gift of eternal life that is to be found in the Lord Jesus alone. Amen.